Go out to the highways and the hedgerows and make people come in that my home may be filled. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends, we have, in a way, two complementary passages today, these readings. The first reading tells us about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who was God and emptied himself for us, humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death. Greater love than this no man has, than he lays down his life for his friends. And this is why the Father loves him and has given him a name that is above every name in heaven and on earth. And we've had 2,000 years of Christian history, Catholic history, and we know what Jesus Christ is like. So in a way, when we take a look at the marriage banquet that we see in today's gospel, what Jesus tells about the marriage banquet and how all those are invited, it has a special significance for us today in our world. Because Jesus is inviting everybody to his kingdom. He suffered and died, redeemed us, and he promised us a heavenly reward. He spoke about heaven more than, or the kingdom of God, more than any other subject in the gospel. Heaven. He spoke about hell 37 times, but heaven even more often. How the kingdom of heaven is there for us. And we see in today's gospel how the Father has offered a banquet and nobody comes. Jesus, of course, the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God Almighty, has invited the whole world to the banquet to tell them that he has a heavenly kingdom. This earthly kingdom, this earthly world is passing by. And we see how people are so preoccupied with this world. All they can think about is this world. They think about their land, bought some land, bought 5 yoke of oxen, married a woman, so on. And while those things may be okay, but not when you're invited to the kingdom. We have to give up everything for the kingdom. We can't work for our land and think about the land all the time. We have to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice the wealth that we would get from the 5 yoke of oxen. And we even have to, at times, give up the pleasures of marriage, as some people don't do. They have married people, but they don't fulfill the vows that they're supposed to have in bringing the children into this world, or else they marry and divorce. So we see in these three areas how people take some good things and then they abuse them. And they're not willing to give them up, as it were, for the kingdom of God. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then suffer the loss of his soul? The loss of his soul. He will lose the kingdom. So Jesus tells his servants to go out to the streets and the highways and bring them in. Extend the kingdom of God, as we see. We can explain with that with the first people chosen, with the Jewish people. But now the Gentiles will be chosen. The people all over the world, everybody. And it's a wonderful kingdom for all eternity. And sadly, we see people today in our world giving up this kingdom. They think more about their football or their basketball or whatever other sport they baseball might be, but more football, especially on Sundays. They have some tickets to the game, and I cannot go to Mass. Or they worry about their house, and I got to build my house, and I got to fix my garden, and therefore I can't go to Mass. Or there's some other pleasures. I want to go to some exotic holiday, or Disneyland, or Hollywood, or whatever else, Broadway. And I have no time to go to Mass. And we see how they forfeit the kingdom of God. They don't realize it. Jesus has promised us the kingdom for all eternity by practicing our faith. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life everlasting, and I will raise him up on the last day. Jesus tells us, I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread I give is my flesh for the life of the world. So they have shunned the kingdom. They're not going to the marriage banquet, or the feast, the great supper that we have on every Sunday, partaking of the Eucharist, for which Jesus promises us life everlasting. How else are we going to grow in the life of grace without the grace of God? Jesus has won us all that grace, as we see in the first reading, humbling himself even unto death, to give us all the graces we need for salvation. And still people resist. They're more preoccupied with this world. And even with all the wonderful things in the world, or even the wonderful teachings in the world, when you think about it, God has planned everything so perfectly. He knows how we're going to be so attracted to the world in our youth, so he lets us grow old. And as we grow old, we lose the attraction for the things that we had in youth, and maybe we get a little sense into our heads and we wake up and we come back to the Lord. Thank God that's what's happening. But still people, even in their old age, refused to come to the marriage banquet. Still more interested in the pleasure of this world and making more and more money and more valuables and so forth. Even though they should realize they cannot take it with them. They make money and money and property and property and so on and so forth, and they forfeit the kingdom of heaven. This is, my friends, we're in a great crisis in the world because so many have refused the kingdom. So many Catholics who were invited, who were baptized, received Holy Communion, have now lapsed and no longer go to Mass on Sunday. They're forfeiting the kingdom of God for the kingdom of this world. And what does it profit them? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? This is why we have to pray. This is why we need a good leader, a good president, who will lead us in the ways of God and not promote evil by sin, sinful laws. And we need to do all we can during these times. That's what Our Lady told us at Fatima. Men must stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. And she told us to pray and sacrifice for sinners. So let us pray and sacrifice, especially the Holy Rosary, for sinners. And then maybe some of these people will wake up before it's too late. Wake up and realize that they're forfeiting the kingdom of God for this earthly pleasures. May the Lord bless you.
Christus.